So thank you, everyone, for being here on this humid, rainy day. It's really a total pleasure to get to play for people again. It's been a long time. So those first three songs that Sarah and I just played, there were three songs by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And the last one in the set, there's 14, is the very famous Vocalese, which has been used for many, many different things and movie soundtracks. But we didn't play that one because it's pretty tiring, so we just stuck with those three. You know, I really enjoy getting to play songs like this on the trumpet. So often, trumpet repertoire is a certain thing, but getting to play really nice melodies and such beautiful and interesting music like these Rachmaninoff songs is really a pleasure. I'm so happy that I was able to play with Sarah. She's just fantastic, and to learn a bunch of new, difficult repertoire in the summer is, I'm very thankful to Sarah for playing with me. Already. I'm also very thankful to get to perform in this incredible space with such a beautiful acoustic and a space that's been quite meaningful for my development as a trumpet player and musician, with coming here to see Grassroots for so many years, Paul and Julie, who you'll hear from later. So it's been really great to get to play here, and I'm super thankful to St. James Westminster and Steve Hollowitz, the organist, who has also been kind enough to agree to play a few pieces with me as well. So I'm going to move to play the first piece with Steve, which is a piece by Viviani. It was one of the first pieces ever written for solo trumpet, and they're just really quite nice, really baroque and exciting, and very fun to play. Oh, and I should mention as well, I just picked up a small trumpet, and I have used two in those first songs. So the first one that I played is the C trumpet. People always ask, you know, like, why do I need six trumpets in here? The answer is I don't, but it's fun to use them. So I started with a C trumpet, which is what I play the most. It's the standard orchestral instrument, and this is the trumpet I own that I like the most. And then I played the E-flat trumpet, which is slightly smaller. And I thought just for that last Rachmaninoff song, it was a really nice color. It was slightly higher, so it just made the color lighter and, you know, a little brighter and beautiful. And then I just picked up the piccolo trumpet, which is what trumpet players use the most often playing Baroque music. What would have at one point just been played on a natural trumpet, which is one large tube. So this is the piccolo trumpet that Steve and I are going to play Phi, the first sonata by Viviani, in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
now I'm going to welcome back Sarah and pick up another different instrument. So, oh, that's just the organ turning off, so everyone knows. It lets you know when it's done. So this one I just picked up is a flugelhorn. I think it was this instrument that really first made me kind of want to play the trumpet, hearing Julie play flugelhorn so beautifully for so many years. It was kind of the first thing that I was really enticed by, I think. So I had to play something on flugelhorn today. This piece by Erika Wazin, who is an American composer, it's in a theme and variations, which means that one theme is played at the beginning, and then each subsequent part of the piece is based on that theme in some way. And the first theme is actually not even written by Wazin. It's written by Johannes Brahms, one of the great composers of all time. And Wazin took Brahms' theme. He stretches it pretty far in terms of the original theme to the end of the piece. And another thing about Erika Wazin is, in a week and a half, I'm moving to New York to go to the Juilliard School, and Erika Wazin's been a long-time theory teacher there, so I might even have him teach me, I don't know, counterpoint, something like that. Sounds difficult. One more thing about Wazin is that he's really a prolific trumpet composer. He's written, in the last 20 or 30 years, a lot of very popular trumpet music. And for good reason, it feels really great to play, and it's very tuneful, and, you know, it's enjoyable to listen to as well. Because there's a lot of trumpet music that I like playing that you would not like listening to. So I tried to leave as much of that out of this as I could. I've always wanted to program some of those pieces, but I've always been encouraged. It's not just about me. There's more of you listening than there is me playing. So this is the variation and fugue on a theme by Brahms by Erika Wazin. Thank you. So before I go run up and play with Steve again up there, I'll speak from down here so it's easier to hear. So the next piece that Steve and I are going to play is a piece by Alan Hovenes called The Prayer of St. Gregory. And it's a very popular piece for trumpet and organ. I probably played, I don't know how many times, a lot in high school. And it's quite interesting to have played something 6 years ago and come back now and see, oh, you think back, oh, that was kind of dumb to play something like that. You know, you find really new ways to play something. So the trumpet I picked up to play this, it's entirely unnecessary for me to be playing this music on it. But I had used all five of my other ones, so I thought I may as well use all six. Well, actually, I own a seventh, but I had it shipped to my apartment in New York City, so I'll get it in a couple of weeks. So this is a German rotary trumpet. So this is what Germany, Austria, and parts of Europe, they play on exclusively. And it's the same valve system as a French horn, for example, these rotary valves. In North America, it's very common to play German music on the German trumpet now, and so it's getting used a lot more here, so you know, it's just another one you have to have if you want to play in an orchestra. But so I thought it lends itself quite nicely to the Prayer of St. Gregory. The music can be quite dark, and the German trumpets are darker and weightier, and they have a different kind of response in the articulation that I think lends itself really nicely to the Prayer of St. Gregory. So I'll jump up there next and play with you. Thank you. Playing with piano is pretty great, but playing with organ is awesome. I know the organ's off now. So before I play this last piece with Sarah, I'll just talk a little bit. Normally, I would have an intermission. But, you know, if you have an intermission, everyone's going to go mingle around, and that's not good right now. So I'll just talk a little bit more. And before I forget, I'd really like to thank Sean again for setting all of this up and giving a really wonderful recording to me so that more people can watch than be here in person. One thing about the past year and a half that has been nice is digital streaming and viewing online has become so much more the norm. So you can share music with so many more people. You can't necessarily be here in person today. So the next piece that Sarah and I are going to play is another piece that isn't really standard trumpet repertoire. It's a piece by a Russian composer, Vladimir Peskin, who really wrote quite a lot of music for trumpet, and much of it isn't widely performed yet. And there could be a reason why. It's hard for me, but it's very, very involved for Sarah. So I'm, again, very thankful to Sarah for spending her summer learning a bunch of trumpet music. Oh, I could talk about one more trumpet. So this is the sixth and final I will play today. I'll reuse one of them from before. But so this is a B-flat trumpet, which is the most standard instrument. And almost everybody, unless you're in the Salvation Army, would start on a trumpet. If you're in the Salvation Army, you start on a cornet. So that's how you get a really nice sound. But this is what you pick up in band class and school, and is kind of home base for trumpet players. It's interesting, when this piece was written in 20th century in Soviet Russia, and Russia has a very long tradition of playing B-flat trumpets. Part of that was because they really couldn't get many instruments into the Soviet Union at the time, so a lot of it was played on really old, crappy instruments. You know, now I have a new instrument, so it should make it easier to play, but we'll see if that's actually the case. So this is the Concert Allegro by Vladimir Peskin. Thank you. So really, it should just end there, but we're not. So the final piece that we're going to play is special for a number of reasons. The first being that Paul Stevenson and Julie Vaughn, who were my first inspirations. You know, I wanted to play the flugelhorn like Mrs. V, and I wanted to play high notes like Paul. So I haven't gotten that one yet. I don't know if I ever will. It's something special. But I'm very, very happy that they're both able to join me for this last piece. So this final piece is called Song of Hope. It's by Peter Meechan. He's a Canadian composer, and he lives in Winnipeg. And it was written for Ryan Anthony, who was one of the great trumpet players of the past couple decades. Just a really incredible, beautiful singing trumpet player. Many years ago, he was diagnosed with a severe form of cancer, and he was given 12 months to live. He passed away last year in June, but he went on to found the Ryan Anthony Foundation for Cancer Research, and he put on these concerts called Cancer Blows. He would get 24 of the world's best trumpet players. They would go to Dallas, where he was the principal trumpet, and they would put on these massive concerts full of trumpet music. So it's a very specific audience again. So this piece was played, I think, at the first one, and it kind of became a calling card of Ryan's, and trumpet players all around the world played it, and sort of Ryan and for anyone else that they know. But I thought it'd be really special to finish today's performance with it. To get to play with Paul and Julie again would be really special, and it's just such a beautiful piece and so symbolic for probably anybody that will hear it. And again, Steve is going to play with us on organ, and trumpet and organ again is just going to be a really great way to play this piece. So thank you again so much for coming. It means so much to me to get to play for people, play for an audience again at home in London before I move to a new city and play for unfamiliar faces. It's really such an honor and a joy to get to play for all of you. And thank you so much for coming today. This has been so much fun. And so please enjoy this final piece, Song of Hope by Peter Meechan, for anybody that you may have lost to cancer.